Correct.
That's a bit of history there. LBJ being sworn in as president after the assassination of JFK 50 years ago. Do you believe it's been that long? And still, there are lots of questions in many people's minds about what really happened to John F. Kennedy. Was it not just Lee Harvey Oswald and the lone gunman who was then shot days later himself by Jack Ruby? Questions to me are naturally swirling around these many, many, many decades later with so many of us, because if you really examine what happened just on the physics, it just doesn't make sense. Certainly, there were people who loved JFK and were torn up when he was killed. Anytime there's a president assassinated, it's shocking. People grieve, but especially JFK, the whole Camelot era, the good-looking Kennedys, and the fact that they really had taken the nation by storm. Whether his policies had infuriated some people or not, there was an intrigue with the president who was running, wanted to run for a second term, was in Texas, brought his wife, knowing that so many people wanted to meet Jackie, to try to touch the people of Texas and win Texas over, needing that the second time around again. So it wasn't to be. The satellite facility here for America tonight is 10 miles or so from Dealey Plaza, where the president was shot. I've been there many, many times. There are a lot of people gathering. There's all kinds of things that are happening to mark the 50 years, including Ted Sorensen, who was the speechwriter for JFK, had written a speech that he was going to deliver at a luncheon, which he was on his way to that luncheon and never got to deliver it. So they are taking those words that he had practiced and was going to read, was going to deliver, and put them in Dealey Plaza. That's one of the things they're going to dedicate on Friday to mark the 50 years, the death of this president. And as I said, there are so many things that surround his death, theories as to what really happened, and was it the CIA? Was it somebody else in the government? Was there another gunman? I'd say if you look again at the physics of it, the other gunman theory really holds up. If you dig just, you don't even have to dig very hard, if you just kind of scratch the surface and look at it. And you see that if you go to the Sixth Floor Museum, which is right there at Dealey Plaza. They show you the bullets and the theories and the Warren Commission and lots and lots of footage of different things. It's really well done. And they have all kinds of speakers that come in. They embrace the conspiracy idea. There are plenty of books sold about what could have happened. And it's really kind of chilling and depressing in another sense to go and see what happened there. And because of everyday life, I can't tell you how many times I've driven over the spot where Kennedy was shot, which is marked by a permanent X, and seen the grassy knoll when I've been downtown. It's called the West End, and that's where it is, right there in a very now touristy area. And there are plenty of people in Texas, in Dallas, to mark the anniversary of 50 years ago when Kennedy was killed. Here's another report of what happened when Lee Harvey Oswald was shot, because there was some questioning of him. It was only 2 days later when that happened, and that was another big shock, as it was captured on television. Here's Ike Pappas.
There is a prisoner. Do you have anything to say in your defense? There is a shot. Oswald has been shot. Oswald has been shot.
Yeah, it's very strange, because you see that footage and you see all the men. There's a whole bunch of men that are law enforcement types, and they have cowboy hats on, and then there's others. They're all in the suits as they wore in the day, and all of a sudden you're watching it, and it was, I think, shocking to the people who were covering it and certainly to the people who were standing there. So whatever happened with Lee Harvey Oswald, he took to the grave, a grave, by the way, that many people are going to see as they come into Dallas, because it's just a little tiny marker with his name on it. And there have been long, long lines of people just going through the cemetery to look at the grave site. So there's still intrigue on all ends of what happened to JFK. As we continue in this hour of ATM with me, Kate Delaney, one of the things that we're going to do is our cheap movie review. For goodness sake, we have to lighten the load with everything that's happened out of Washington, what we've been talking about. Of course, Obamacare to me is the biggest thing that affects your life and my life and your friends' lives, and affordable health care. Who doesn't want affordable health care? But I don't think we're getting into this bag of rocks that we've been handled, because we have been handled, for sure. Speaking of being handled, now what has happened is Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, triggered a vote to change filibuster rules on nominations. It's called the nuclear option, stunning a lot of people by doing that, because there weren't really any rumors about it. Here's what the president had to say about changing the Senate rules.
Public service is not a game. It is a privilege. And the consequences of action or inaction are very real.
So the vote was 52-48. It does dramatically change the rules of the Senate. It limits the minority's party ability, their ability to prevent confirmation of presidential nominees, because they can easily get that 51. It allows all three of the president's nominees to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals to go forward, and that is what many people thought brought this to the forefront, or futuristically what was going to happen with Obamacare to kind of take the light off of that. But either way, this was something that was probably being discussed. So all of those nominees, that all moves forward. And Harry Reid says the change was necessary to get the Senate, frankly, working again, is what he said, and that it's this is a procedural thing that might be criticized, but will certainly help in the future. I think it does the opposite. I think it obliterates any bipartisan relationships. I think this will turn around in 2014 and bite the Democrats. Mitch McConnell accused the Democrats of picking a fake fight over judges to try to distract the public from the problems of Obamacare. We're going to the movies next.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, and many of you have heard the best-selling lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I want to let you know that Dr. Wallach will be in Minnesota July 16th giving a free health seminar. Discover how over 900 diseases like diabetes, obesity, and cancer can be avoided and reversed just by getting a mineral-rich diet. You heard me right. There has been groundbreaking research in nutrition. And if you're tired of prescription side effects leading to more drugs causing even more side effects, come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. Seating is limited, so come early. Discover how you can take charge of your own health. Come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. That's Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th, 6 o'clock p.m. or call 866-860-2086 for directions and times. That's 866-860-2086. Again, that's 866-860-2086.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Feel it, see it, even today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to me. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. It's so cool, so hip, it's a bite. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, feel it, pieces of me.
Everyone, Jack Alexander here with this week's DVD and Blu-ray releases. Drug dealer David Burke gets robbed while doing a good deed. But when his supplier Brad finds out about his misfortune, he isn't happy. David has to make it right with his supplier by picking up a drug package in Mexico. The twist to his plan is getting back over the border without getting noticed. David rounds up his colourful neighbours to help him pull this off. He hopes that when they present themselves at the border as an ordinary family, they'll blend in and not draw attention by Border Patrol. Unfortunately, things go wrong. Where the Millers is directed by Rawson Marshall Thurber and stars Jennifer Aniston. Dusty Crophopper is a crop duster with big ambitions. He spends his days doing a job that he doesn't like and working for a boss who belittles him. Dusty's greatest dream is to become a racer performing complex aerobatic maneuvers. That's not the sort of thing that crop dusters are known for doing. However, he finds support from his best friend Chuck, a fuel truck. And despite the odds being against him, Dusty enters the preliminaries of the Wings Across the World race and comes in sixth place. Only the top five racers can move on to the next phase, but one of the top five is disqualified, leaving Dusty in his race. Planes has a massive ensemble cast of voices including Val Kilmer, Brad Garrett and Monty Python's John Cleese. Two teenage assassins accept what they think will be a quick and easy job, until an unexpected target throws them off their plan. Violet and Daisy star Saoirse Ronan and Alexis Bledel.
And the next time you're in danger or in need of help, look to the horizon and maybe, just maybe, the Toxic Avenger will be there.
This week's cult movie is a comedy horror classic, The Toxic Avenger. In the town of Tromaville, New Jersey, janitor and nerd Melville Fern is picked on and bullied by the jocks at the Tromaville gym until a prank goes horribly wrong when he falls into a barrel of toxic waste. The material somehow transformed to send him into a muscular and powerful mutant creature called the Toxic Avenger. But this is a brilliantly hilarious and entertaining, but very gory, and I really do mean gory as hell, horror comedy that became Troma's landmark film and made the studio the popular cult and independent studio that it is today. Yes, the acting is laughable and the film gets a little cheesy, but it's pure escapism at its best. The film was originally given an X rating for its excessive violence and gore, but the movie went on to become one of the greatest cult movies of all time and is definitely a movie for those with a strong stomach and a warped sense of humor. Definitely a must-see. I'll be back next week with more new releases on DVD and Blu-ray and a forgotten cult classic right here on America Tonight with Kate Delaney.
Great job, Jack. As always, terrific stuff. Talking about stuff that you can rent. And I love when he adds in that cult classic. A lot of times those recommendations, man, I would take them. Because sometimes those are the fun things to watch, whether they're cheeseball-y or not. This has been highly anticipated. In fact, kids are lining up to already get their tickets. They probably have them ordered in many, many cases. Remember the Hunger Games? Now there is the sequel to that, Catching Fire. The biggest question is, will Catching Fire actually make more money at the box office, I think, than the Hunger Games? And I think it will. Here's a little sneak of that.
Miss Everdeen, you fought very hard in the arena, but they were games. Would you like to be in a real war?
Catching Fire is the continuation, as I said, of Hunger Games. It's got an interesting mix of some new faces this time around. Jenna Malone is there. Also, Philip Seymour Hoffman joins the cast as well. And this is the sequel. And, you know, you've got the games and what it entails. It's kids killing kids, which is really a strange concept. The books, I personally think, were better than the films. But the films are huge, and I believe this is going to be a huge hit at the box office. Who knows how many millions they'll rake in with this one. This is, this has just captured the imagination of a lot of people. And I think part of that is because of the books, because there were a lot of people reading the books and then putting it on the big screen just up the ante. So if I were going to put a dollar around it, I bet you it makes over $300 million. Might be the biggest hit of the holiday season, since you already had Iron Man and all those other flicks that came out. If you have young kids, I wouldn't take them to this thing. If you have young grandkids, I don't know that I'd take them either, if you still want to be able to watch your grandkids and spend time with them. Mommy, why did Grandma take me to see a movie where kids were shooting arrows and hacking other kids up? All right, this one actually has great potential. I think it looks pretty funny. It's Vince Vaughn, who I like his humor. I think he does these light comedies really, really well. And in this comedy, the concept is he had to make money, so he is the baby daddy of hundreds of kids. It's called The Delivery Man. Take a listen.
It's not possible. It is impossible to be the father of 533 children.
It is impossible to be the father of 4 children.
Right. Exactly. It's impossible. But I can be their guardian angel.
Their guardian angel?
They need me. And they need a guardian angel. They need someone to look out for them. And I fathered them, so it's my responsibility.
So you're telling me that your purpose on Earth is to look out for, like a superhero, 533 children.
I didn't say superhero.
Out of curiosity, when you're looking out for these children, will you be wearing any kind of cape?
I didn't say superhero. I said guardian angel.
So no cape, but you will have wings and play the harp. You know, I'm starting to feel more and more comfortable with this insanity plea.
Yeah, so there you go. You know, the idea, I think, was a good one. And if you don't watch it on the big screen, this certainly is one that you should catch on the DVD or streaming when it gets to the streaming, because there looks like there's some pretty funny moments in it, to be sure. There's some big films that are coming out in the next couple of weeks. The two times for Hollywood to make money is during the summer months and also during the holidays, which makes sense, because if you're going to go catch a movie, when are you going to go catch a movie? You're going to catch a movie when you have maybe an extra time off, and that's probably going to be in summer at some point, and also during the winter months. And so the movie theaters, you know, you drive by them, and usually that's when they're jammed. I'll tell you what, if you have a good dollar theater in your neighborhood, the way the dollar theaters are now, they get these movies so fast. If you see a movie that you like and you think, I'm not spending all that money to go to that movie, just wait and you'll be able to catch it probably maybe 4 or 5 months later, and you'll pay a buck for it. I know that in some of the big cities, they definitely have that opportunity. The movie that I think might be pretty interesting is going to be, and it's one we'll review coming up in a few weeks, but it's called The Wolf of Wall Street. Leonardo DiCaprio stars in this, and it's a true story about somebody who was on Wall Street who was the biggest abuser of all, and what he did to make the gazillion dollars that he made and how many people he messed over along the way. But because it's based on a real life story, I kind of like that idea. I don't want to spoil it for you now, but I think that movie might catch an audience, might find an audience, and we'll get into some more of the comedies too. But this Hunger Games Catching Fire, the whole idea of Jennifer Lawrence and playing that role and being in the arena for the games and whatnot, I think is just too intriguing to too many people who read the books. And this will blow the doors off of anything that's playing at the theaters. It's going to have massive appeal internationally, and I'm certain it'll kick everybody at the box office down a notch or two. Right now, Thor: The Dark World leads the box office, raking in a total of $147 million. And this is going into yet another week, its third week, so they're doing pretty well, too. Stay with us.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Called Rose Sheremy and the JFK Assassination. His name is Todd Elliott, and of course it's a rose by many other names is the first part of that. And we're talking about 50 years later after the assassination of JFK, and we're looking at this from all angles. 24% of Americans believe Lee Harvey Oswald single-handedly killed the president, and almost 60% believe more than one person was involved. So Todd is joining us to share some of his evidence of a conspiracy and explain what Rose's role is in all of that we're starting to hear. Todd, first of all, thanks for jumping on the show with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here with you.
So tell us about Rose and what role she plays in this conspiracy.
Well, Rose Sheremy is what I like to call the first. She's the first JFK assassination conspiracy theorist. And she actually believed in a conspiracy to kill the president while the president was still alive. And she was a drug courier and a prostitute who worked for Jack Ruby, of course, the man who assassinated Lee Harvey Oswald in Dallas. Rose was actually picked up in Eunice, Louisiana, which I've also dubbed the birthplace of the JFK conspiracy theory. And she told a Louisiana state trooper and other law enforcement officials and medical personnel at the Eunice Musa Hospital on November 20th, 1963, she told these people on Wednesday that she had been traveling from Miami through Louisiana with two men who were on their way to kill Kennedy in Dallas on Friday. And this is kind of like the prequel to the JFK assassination. What's interesting, though, is she doesn't show up in the Warren Commission report when it first was released, but during the House Select Committee on Assassinations of the 95th Congress in March 1978 and 79, she appears sort of in the sequel to the Warren Commission report. But she still remains a very mysterious kind of shady figure. And for 50 years, she's just been a footnote to the Kennedy assassination. She was the first person to provide some sort of foreknowledge, the first indication that we had of foreknowledge. And she was the first person to tie Lee Harvey Oswald together and Lee Harvey Oswald and Jack Ruby together on the Monday that Oswald was buried and President Kennedy was buried. They were both buried on Monday following the assassination. And that's when the first non-publicized investigation into the murder of the president occurred. And it was done by two state troopers from Louisiana, along with this woman, Rose Sheramy. Now, after she was picked up on Wednesday, November 20th, 1963, and it's a good place to start doing your own research and for mainstream America to get into the conspiracy theories or the assassination, true facts and history of it all. Oliver Stone actually started his film, JFK, with the first dramatized sequence of that film is Rose Sheramy. He shows a woman being thrown out of a moving vehicle, and it shows her in the hospital in Eunice telling doctors and nurses and law enforcement personnel that these men that she was traveling with were on their way to kill Kennedy on Friday. And from there, she went to the Eunice jail, and she was held there for a little while. And she was obviously, they thought she was, no one believed her. They thought she was out of her gourd. I mean, she was really hopped up on drugs. And more than likely, she probably was. She was also a drug addict as well. But she obviously said something that struck officials in Eunice, Louisiana as odd or strange or crazy, because they had her committed on November 20th to the East Louisiana State Hospital in Jackson, Louisiana, which is about an hour and a half or nearly 2 hours to the east of Eunice, Louisiana. And so she got, you know, she was interned into a Louisiana mental hospital where authorities had her committed, and she was telling people at the hospital on the day of the assassination that they were going to kill the president at a Dallas underpass. And it's a very strange tale. She's got to be in the top five strange Louisiana characters associated with the JFK assassination and conspiracy theory.
And so what happened? Rose Sheramy says this, but no one believes her. They throw her, you know, commit her into, I'll call it a mental hospital, and then that all happens.
Yeah.
But then these two troopers obviously had knowledge of it because heard what she had to say, and then
right.
Do they go back and visit her and say, hey, listen, wow, that's why it's so crazy it doesn't show up in the Warren Commission.
Right. Well, yeah, I know it didn't show up in the Warren Commission, but what was interesting was the state troopers, they finally believed they're on, you know, on Friday, and the state trooper called state hospital to get her out and said that they wanted her for an investigation. The hospital officials told her that they'd have to wait until Monday, and they got her out on a Monday, and they flew into Houston. And that was a very unprecedented move. It would be an unprecedented move today for, you know, state troopers, state police to basically spring a mental patient from a hospital and take her out of state. I thought that was very strange and kind of suspect in a way. But, yeah, and, you know, one of the men, one of the state troopers is still alive to this day, and he refuses to talk about Rose Sheramy. He refuses to go on the record about what he knows and what he saw on the Monday following President Kennedy's assassination. And I have to ask myself, why? You know, why? And this man's name is Wayne Moran, and he was a sheriff and a a parish, Evangeline Parish in Louisiana. And he still lives in Ville Platte today, and he still won't talk about it. He wouldn't go on the record for my book. I asked him three times. I even asked him after the book came out. And Lieutenant Francis Frugier, the other guy, and he's kind of one of the main persons of interest in my book. He, in 1967, ended up working for Jim Garrison. Of course, you know, Garrison was the Orleans Parish District Attorney, played by Kevin Costner in the film.
Sure.
And he brought the first case forward in the murder of the president because he was investigating Lee Harvey Oswald, who was from New Orleans and had certainly made a name for himself in New Orleans the summer of 1963. And that's how all these interesting Louisiana characters kind of get tied into to the story of Rose. But she was a much coveted witness, and Garrison wanted her in 1967 for his case, but unfortunately, Rose met with an untimely demise in 1965. She was what I call one of these JFK statistics, these unfortunate souls who end up, you know, dead by mysterious causes or, you know, suicides or and I got to tell you, the high amount of unnatural death and the probability of that happening is like one in a trillion to the power of six, you know. And you have to ask, well, why were there so many deaths of all these witnesses and people surrounding the case from 1964 to the government did its second investigation in the 70s to 1978? All these mysterious deaths of people who were either supposed to testify or should have testified. And if Oswald was a lone nut, then why all these unnatural deaths? And, you know, I mean, if you just look at the scientific evidence, you just look at the math portion of it, it doesn't make sense. It's highly improbable that all these people surrounding this conspiracy, would end up so dead with some untimely demise.
So what's your gut feeling tell you, somebody who's really dug into this, that, listen, hey, there's people that don't want any of this exposed, so let's just get rid of it. Let's do anything we can to eliminate the problem. What, you know, ultimately, is that what you think the end game was here?
Oh, I think so. I think dead ends were a part of the plan for either people like me, truth seekers who were going to come along and investigate later. I mean, they certainly made life difficult for the district attorney, Jim Garrison, out of New Orleans. I think it still goes on today. I mean, I think the part of the conspiracy is long over. Let's not talk about conspiracy more. We're talking about a crime. We're talking about murder. And it's an unsolved murder, according to the Dallas Police Department, the murder of our president. And I think Rose Sheremy definitely knew something about this. How a working girl, and I use that term loosely, I mean, she was a prostitute, and if she was just a junkie and a prostitute, then how did she get in on the conversation? She overheard something about killing the president, and then she got into the vehicle with the men who were supposed to carry out that plot. So we find Rose Sheremy, someone who deals in drugs and prostitution, but she also dealt in information. And I had a theory that maybe she was some sort of operative, some sort, maybe a narc or a mole or someone, informant working for our intelligence agency, maybe even the Department of Justice. But as it turns out, documentation that was released from the reports of the House Select Committee on Assassinations from the 95th Congress in March of 1979, it was revealed that Rose Sheremy had been both an FBI informant and she had huge connections to the underworld, mainly as part of the Carlos Marcello heroin trafficking network. And Carlos Marcello was like the godfather of Louisiana, a huge kingpin mafioso. And I think that the cover-up is still going on today, because I think if you dig deep enough, you'll find instances where our intelligence community in the United States has worked with organized crime before, and I think they still do to some degree.
All right, we're going to continue with more of Todd Elliott and the conspiracy theory over the JFK assassination next here on America Tonight.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Written a book, A Rose by Many Other Names, Rose Sharma, talking about the JFK assassination and whether or not she really knew what was happening and the investigations that have happened through many people digging things up since that time. And I know there are others that believe that there are many other things that happened that day. It wasn't just Lee Harvey Oswald, so we'll continue with that conversation.
See, Carlos Marcello had a motive to kill John F. Kennedy, to kill President
right.
Kennedy.
Right.
Bobby Kennedy, his brother, was the head of the U.S. Department of Justice, and he had Carlos Marcello forcibly deported out of the country because Carlos Marcello was not born in the United States, and he had him deported to Central America once and South America, and Carlos Marcello made it back twice. They didn't expect him to survive or make it back, I guess that from out of the jungles or Central America, but he did. And I think when he got back to New Orleans, you know, and you have to understand, New Orleans at the time, right there near the Bay of Pigs, I mean, we were training people in Louisiana to invade Cuba. We had training camps all over Louisiana at the time. Well, not all over, but in around the New Orleans area, certainly. So there's a lot of operatives going on, and I think it's very possible that one of them caught wind of a plot that a mafia boss, a big guy in the mafia underworld, wanted to take out the president. And I think our intelligence communities, the FBI, the CIA, approached the mafia in our country and said, hey, look, if you want to pop him, we didn't see it. And it was as simple as that. I think what happened in Dallas 50 years ago was allowed to happen. I don't think the mafia could have done all of it alone. I think the mafia operated as the mechanics, the shooters in Dealey Plaza, and I think there were probably 3 to 4 shooters that day at the president. But the mafia couldn't have changed the motorcade, the president's motorcade route, which certainly happened within days before Kennedy's arrival. And they couldn't have put fake pictures of Lee Harvey Oswald on the cover of Life magazine, and they couldn't have made sure that all those windows were open in Dealey Plaza that day. And you know, the lone nutters, I've got something to say about the lone nutters and to the lone nutters. And these are the people who believe that Oswald was a lone nut and he acted alone killing the president. They always bring up the argument of, well, Lee Harvey Oswald tried to shoot an army major general in Dallas. And you know, he was crazy. Well, okay, this is crazy. How about this? So the government admitted that they knew that Oswald had attempted to kill this army major general in April of 1963. So if they knew that, and they knew that someone tried to assassinate an army major general in Dallas 7 months before the president arrived there, you're telling me security wasn't beefed up for Dallas? I mean, it to me, it just looks like it was allowed to happen.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. We want to invite everyone else. If you want to comment on this, you certainly can. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Todd, we got to fly. How do we get a copy of your book?
Go to jfkrose.com. That's the best place to do it. But if you want to read it right now, I understand it's not a big book. It's a book for the modern reader. You can read it in a weekend and know all there is to know about this mysterious Rose Jeremy and how she predicted the JFK assassination. You can go to Amazon.com, get it on your Kindle, or you could go iBooks through iTunes and get it that way. But JFKRose.com, that's my website. If you want to get more information on me or order the book directly from me, that'd be great. I'd love that.
All right, Todd, thanks for coming on the show.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Thanks, bye-bye. So Rose Jeremy, interesting, and I watched JFK, Oliver Stone, his movie, as he sang, and that was the opening scene. So interesting stuff here. The single bullet theory, it's funny because, you know, he says the lone gunman, and initially that would have been what I was saying, and I agreed, and I thought that was what the deal was. And then the more I delved into this, especially looking at the physics of it, it doesn't make sense to me. So the single bullet theory, as I mentioned before, to me, doesn't add up. It doesn't. If you have all these marksmen trying to replicate it, they're not doing it. Yeah, there are things that could be changed, and you can make up arguments for reasons why. Oh, yes, it's Oswald. But having been there, looked out the window many, many times, listening to what people are saying, I completely believe it. I don't see how it's possible with the sharpshooter who would be Lee Harvey Oswald, 6 floors. How is that can be shot in the back of the head, snap back and forth to left? And, you know, you think of looking at that, wouldn't he go forward, lurch forward when he got the shot? And I think this was an attempt to just, boom, tie it up neatly, and that was it. But there's definitely more to the story that we may never, ever know. And I think there was certainly more than one shooter. Then it's a question of, what happened, you know, who's involved and all of that. There's lots of theories on it for sure. But more and more and more and more as you really look at this, and maybe it's just that it was just too dark to deal with the idea that there was such massive corruption, that we're incredibly flawed, and that there were some other nefarious thing going on, especially when it comes to the CIA or somebody else, somebody in the government. And you have to look at this, the evidence with the pathologists and the scientists and the ballistics experts and the doctors and all of that. You look at it and you look at the bullets, you look at the single bullet theory and whatnot, and it just doesn't make sense if you construct it in your own mind, to me. So that's where I'm at. I do believe there's something else to this, and I believe that the Warren Commission was definitely flawed, and there was some serious things that were left out. When you have that many people that are attempting, that are experts and cannot do the same thing, that's what it adds up to me. That's what it adds up to me, that there is something else happening here for sure. You know, that was Oliver Stone's deal. That's why Oliver Stone, that was part of his push. Of course, he likes a good conspiracy theory, but that was part of his push to make JFK, to do that, because it was an effort to question what we think and how this was laid out to us and what the truth ultimately was here. And Lee Harvey Oswald, of course, never given a trial since he was killed by Jack Ruby. So we don't know how that would have played out. We have no idea. And I think that's one of the true tragedies. I would have liked to see that, how that played out and what Oswald had to say, more than just in the beginning scenarios when he was first picked up. To me, that would be huge. Now, again, our satellite facility being in Texas, you would not believe the amount of people who are flocking to Oswald's grave. The grave marker's tiny, small. You might have seen it. It looks like a postage stamp almost. And people are coming from all over the place to see it. It's like near these rows of mausoleums and stuff. And it's at a place called the Shannon Rose Hill Funeral Chapel and Cemetery in Dallas. And it's just been nonstop stream of people going to the marker and snapping photographs or looking at the final resting place. And people are in Dallas to remember JFK and what happened there. And they're in Dealey Plaza from all over the world. The place is packed with people from Belgium and France and Canada and anywhere you can imagine to see with their own eyes where the area was. And they're also going out to, like I said, the gravesite, too, to look at Oswald's grave. And there are a lot of people that thought he was a CIA op or somehow he was connected to the Cubans, which there was a whole thing about that with him. So there's lots of conspiracy theories, and it's hard to believe 50 years ago. It's like when you see that picture, that infamous picture, the cowboy hat, and he's being let out, and he doesn't have a cowboy hat, but one of the cops with him has a cowboy hat, and there's all this crowd of guys in suits and officers, and, you know, ultimately that's when he's shot, and you see it, the footage of it where it was live on TV where Jack Ruby shot and killed him as the police were transferring him to another jail. It's just shocking to watch it. Crazy, crazy. If you have any thoughts on the show, remember you can always send them to me. Or if you have a good conspiracy theory that you want to play out with me on JFK, you can do that. Send it to me at americatonight.net.
The IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.